This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. France and Germany condemning the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside this country's consulate in Istanbul, and the European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini has called for a thorough, credible, and transparent investigation. Turkish officials are saying they believe Khashoggi, a columnist with the Washington Post, was killed by Saudi agents in retaliation for his criticisms of the Saudi crown prince. 15 people were killed, another 60 wounded, when a suicide bomber tried to enter a polling station in northern Kabul while the nation's voters were choosing members of parliament. Nazif Shirani, an Indiana University scholar, spoke with VOA from Kabul.
I think the expectation is the outcome will be quite contested, and there will be charges and countercharges of all sorts. How they're going to sort that out, that is, who will be declared winners. The important role of this particular elected parliament will be, if it's going to happen, will be constitutional amendment.
Taliban had issued repeated threats of attacks on polling locations as well as in all other election-related activity. 55 people were killed in northern Nigeria in the last week. Clashes between young Christians and Muslims. Nigeria is mostly split among religious lines, with Muslims in the north, Christians in the south. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have agreed to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras after President Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves, I'll bring out our military.
Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says his country does not permit migrants to come into the territory like this. This is VOA News. International aid is pouring into the Indonesian island of Sulawesi for tens of thousands of earthquake and tsunami survivors. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Aid agencies are racing against time to get relief to earthquake survivors before the monsoon season sets in next month. The Sulawesi disaster is estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, with at least 680 still missing. The government says around 68,000 houses are damaged. The UN Refugee Agency delivered 435 emergency tents for distribution to families made homeless by the earthquake and tsunami. The agency says that will provide shelter to around 6,500 of the most vulnerable. It says more emergency tents, sleeping mats, mosquito nets, and solar lamps will be delivered in the coming weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Sri Lanka's military says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping contingent in Mali after the world body asked him to be repatriated over his human rights record. Military spokesmen said that they would comply with the UN request, even though they do not believe that Colonel Kalana Amupuri is guilty as accused of any human rights abuses during Sri Lanka's civil war. China is saying that Sheng Xiaosong, is their head of representative to Macau, has died. It happened in a fall from his residential building. The Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of China's State Council says Zheng was suffering from depression. He was 59 years old, assumed the post last September, and was part of the ruling Communist Party's elite Central Committee. Like Hong Kong, Macau is a semi-autonomous region with a separate legal system from mainland China. Australia's ruling coalition was forced into minority government after a massive swing against its senior partner, the Liberal Party, in a by-election. The result cost the conservative Liberal National Party coalition its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives, forcing Prime Minister Scott Morrison to rely on deals with independent lawmakers to guarantee confidence in his government, enact legislation, as well as to ensure money supply. Morrison told constituents he was not surprised by the election outcome.
I took our party back to Albury, and I reminded our party about why we were going to win the next election. And it's because of what we believe.
The next general election is due in 7 months, and there was no immediate talk if it might be held even sooner. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.